Marriage Line. Series based on the mutual love and mistrust of two newlyweds, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Pernilla Scales as his wife, Kate.
Moving's a rather sad business, really, isn't it? I mean, we were jolly glad to be getting out of our old furnished flat. It always looked a bit tatty, and just lately we've been having a bit of trouble with Miss Wilson in the flat underneath us. She complained about noise at the drop of a hat. I mean, let's face it, how much noise does a hat make when you drop it? It's nothing at all, is it? Even so, the old place suddenly started to look a bit forlorn as we packed up our bits and bobs, and we had some jolly good times there. Just to add to the sentimental atmosphere, Kate came across a bundle of letters which I'd written to her before we got married, tied up in ribbon. Well, you know how romantic women are. She sat there staring goofily at them, and when I went in the bedroom, I couldn't think what was wrong with her.
Dear Kate, could you come to the Young Liberals' dance? It's very short notice, and...
Any more string in there? Dolly? You all right, Kate?
What?
You haven't been overdoing it, have you?
No, why?
Well, you looked a bit sick.
Sick?
Well, sort of, odd.
Sorry, I was thinking...
About the new flat? Yes, wonderful, isn't it? This time tomorrow we'll be unpacking this. Always supposing we survive carrying it up all those stairs. Any more string?
Sorry.
Oh, blast. Wonder who could lend us some.
Darling, you wouldn't need it if you didn't make so many parcels.
Well, how else could we ever go to carry things?
I mean, George, if you could only bring yourself to throw something away.
Throw something? Good grief, I've hardly got a thing left.
Well, then why is the broken alarm clock still among us?
What? Oh, well, yes, well, I'm going to get that mended.
Yes, that's what you said before, until you overslept four times in one week and we had to buy a new one.
Yes, but look, we can still get the old one repaired.
George, even you don't need two alarms.
No, for the spare room.
What spare room?
Well, we'll have one day. And people will come to stay, and then we can give them this.
Well, yes, that shows great foresight, darling. But if we can ever afford a spare room, I hope we'll be able to run to something a little more elegant than a Mickey Mouse alarm.
Well, let's see what you've thrown away. What's that bundle?
Hey, give it to me. Give it to me, George. Why don't you go and get that string? You better get plenty. You might suddenly want to pass up a few pounds of fluff.
I wonder if Peter could lend us some.
Look, why don't you buy a ball?
Darling, you never buy string. It's uneconomical. You take it off parcels or you borrow it. I'll try Peter. I don't think I'll ask Miss Wilson.
Oh, that reminds me. I must write her a farewell note.
Miss Wilson, who complains if there's a sound after 9 o'clock?
Oh, no, darling, be fair. She's had a lot to put up with living under us.
And we've had our share living over her.
Go and get the string, George.
Yeah, all right. And you stop clutching that bundle and throw it away.
Darling Katie, I just had to write and tell you that yesterday was one of the most marvellous days I've ever known. It was perfect right from the beginning. Do you know what I mean? No, of course you don't. That's a stupid question. It was perfect for me. But what could it have meant to you wandering along the river with a bloke without much to say for himself?
Ah, Peter lent me some. This'll be enough, won't it? Darling, are you sure you're not feeling sick?
What?
Well, you're looking odd again.
Sorry. I'm all right.
You've chucked out that alarm clock, haven't you?
No!
Well, you've been up to something, don't kid me.
Have you quite finished calling me a liar?
Well, I mean, a kiss like that, right out of the blue. Is it generally a sort of smokescreen or a bit of insurance?
What are you looking like that for? You've just killed something, that's all.
What?
Why are men so unromantic? It's not effeminate, if that's what you're worried about. We shan't think any less of you if you get a little starry-eyed occasionally.
Kate, I honestly don't know what you're...
Your hero, James Bond, does it.
Does what?
Gets romantic.
He does more than that.
There's no need to be coarse, George. I'm just trying to make the point that although he's a he-man, he's not afraid to show his affection for somebody.
Yeah, practically every time he gets on a train.
George!
Well, I'm sorry, darling, but if you wanted someone of special agent standard in your life, you should have resisted the advances of George Starling.
You're deliberately misunderstanding me.
Anyway, it's easier for him. He's not married.
And exactly what do you mean by that?
What?
It's easier for him because he's not married?
Well, this affection bit you're harping on about...
Well, it's easier before you're married, is it?
Yes. No. Well, you know, when you're not married, you know, I mean, right at the beginning, well, you're sort of keener.
Yes, I know. Long time since I heard the sort of things you said to me before we got engaged.
Now, Kate, that's not fair.
Isn't it?
I was betting on a different wicket then.
Oh, Charlie!
What?
The way you talk about our early romantic moments like the test score.
Okay, but for heaven's sake, all I did was to go for some string, and when I come back, I'm in trouble because I'm not as good at it as James Bond.
Well, that's right. Throw James Bond in my face.
You just threw him in mine. Darling, what's happened?
Let's just forget the whole thing, shall we? There's obviously no point in trying to get through to you. I just don't know enough cricketing terms.
Look, what makes you suddenly think I'm so keen on cricket? You know I prefer darts.
You preferred me once to darts and cricket and everything. You did, George. Those were wonderful days when we first met. We had special places and special tunes. You wouldn't remember that, would you?
Which?
What?
Well, the place or the tune.
Look, you bought a record I liked. I'd only mentioned it once, but you remembered, and next day you'd bought it.
Had I? I mean, oh, yes.
Well, it wasn't the record so much, or the fact that it was my favourite tune, but... You remembered, and you did it without my asking.
Well, I bought you lots of records.
No, this one will always remind me. Because that's when I fell in love with you, George. You don't remember. I wouldn't expect you to. We don't have the same things in common anymore. But when you put that record on and said, may I have this dance? There, I nearly broke my ankle on your hula hoop. Will you please throw it away? And that alarm clock. I refuse to clutter up the new flat.
Oh, blimey. What record's she going on about anyway? I used to buy 2 or 3 a week. Oh, well, let's have a look then. May I have this dance? Blowed if I remember what she's talking about. Oh, wait a minute, just a minute. No. It might have been this one. Let's put it on, have a listen. It might jog my memory. Apron Paris. I think that's it. You see, darling, I did remember.
I'm sorry, darling, it wasn't very fair of me. You weren't to know.
Know what?
I came across these letters while you were out.
Whose?
Turn the record player off, darling. I can't yell.
My letters?
Well, I don't keep anyone else's.
Let's have a look then. Oh, writing's a bit spidery.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I remember.
What?
I mean, those days I did shake a bit.
Did you?
Yeah. A moon about. It's all your fault.
Not notice people.
I was always ringing you.
Well, that's right. Half an hour after you'd left me, I'd get a call.
Yeah. You wouldn't think I'd have that much left to write about, would you? just a minute.
What?
No, stay where you are. There's something I want you to... Here. May I have the pleasure of this dance?
That isn't it.
The what?
Right tune.
Oh, no, I know. I just picked one out at random. You know.
You do remember it, though, don't you?
Of course I do.
I'm sorry, darling.
Why?
Saying you weren't romantic.
Well, I'm not really.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not as good as James Bond.
No, he's not married, is he? I never thought you'd remember.
What?
The record.
Well, there you are. You see, you don't realise what a catch you've got. At least not until you start reading some old letters. Where are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the matter?
That ribbon round them.
George, you're the most unromantic person who's ever walked this earth.
I'm sorry, darling. That's a silly old ribbon.
Well, what did you do with mine?
What?
My old letters. They're in a damp old shoebox, I suppose, all mildewed.
No.
Well, where then?
Oh, nowhere. I didn't keep them.
What?
Well, I'm sorry, darling, but you didn't write on them not to be destroyed, did you?
Didn't keep one?
Well, no.
You tore them all up, did you?
Oh, good heavens, I can't remember.
Well, you must have done, mustn't you, if you haven't got them now?
I suppose so, Diamond. You know, tearing them up, it sounds as though I was cross or something. I'd probably just roll them into a ball and drop them into the... I mean, you know, why should I suddenly rip them into shreds?
How many times did you read them?
Your letters?
Yes.
Once?
Once?
Yeah, well, your writing's not that bad.
And then you rolled them into a ball?
No, not them, darling. One at a time.
I read yours again and again.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, I can't think why.
I'm sure you can't. And frankly, neither can I now.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't keep your... But I did. What am I talking... Of course I did. Not all of them, darling. I kept some. But I was turning things out, you know. They were in this case here. There we are. Look, I knew I'd seen them. Isn't it funny? You look at something straight in the face. Yeah, it doesn't register properly, and then suddenly...
These are from Jackie.
What? No, well, I'll throw them away.
Yes, and throw these away, too, while you're about it.
Mine?
Yes.
No, you keep them.
No, I don't want them.
Don't you?
No.
Well, I do.
Why?
Well, it's like throwing something away of mine, isn't it? I mean, I wrote them. I bought the paper and written on and the ink. And you know, I hate throwing away anything that belongs to me.
Beast, you're laughing at me again.
No, come here, darling.
What?
I think it's the most dramatic thing I ever heard of.
Keeping your letters?
Yeah. I didn't think it still happened, even. I mean, I know Grandpa and Grandma used to clutter the place up with letters and lockets and bits of hair, but I didn't think... I wish I kept yours now.
Oh, don't be silly.
No, honestly, I'd love to be able to read them now.
Oh, I could never write letters.
You could.
Not as good as yours.
Well, much better than mine.
Nonsense.
No, yours were more newsy, you know. And somehow I'd heard all my stuff before.
Do you know what I realised this morning?
What?
No, I'm reading your letter.
Oh, sorry.
Do you know what I realised this morning? I haven't looked at another girl since I met you. I mean that. I haven't even looked at one, because none of them look like you.
Did I write that?
Don't you remember?
What? Oh, yes, of course I remember that. Of course. I mean, you know, the odd word's bound to escape me now, isn't it? Well, I mean, look at that pile. I was pretty prolific.
Oh, I know, you wrote every other day.
Did I? I mean, of course I did, yes.
Oh, listen to this one.
No more, darling.
Oh, just one.
No, see, people reading to me always makes me sleepy.
Do they?
Hmm.
Like an early night.
Oh, love it.
All right, last one.
Okay.
After I'd said goodnight to you, I decided that I didn't want to see anyone else before I went to sleep. Anyone at all. I just wanted to remember you as I'd left you. So I let the last bus go and walked home. Darling.
Hmm?
I remember wondering, what happened if you passed someone in the road? Did you shut your eyes?
Well, I don't know. From the sound of it, my eyes were shut anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, it sounds as if I had a drop.
Why?
Letting the last bus go?
Please, but you explained that, darling. You didn't want to see anyone else before you went to sleep.
Yeah, and that's a pretty sound reason for a 3-mile walk, is it?
George, are you laughing again?
Well, it's the author's privilege, darling.
All right, I shan't read anymore.
Oh, don't be silly.
Why do you think I've kept them all this time? Just so you could have a good laugh?
Well, read me a sad one and I'll have a good cry.
George!
For heaven's sake, those letters can't mean that much to you. You wanted to throw them away just now.
They do mean something to me, George, for a reason that you could never understand. Because this is the man you were. This is the man I married.
Oh, honestly.
Affectionate, considerate.
And deadly dull.
No.
Yes, darling. Yes, look, we were both moonstruck.
Moonstruck?
Yes. I mean, that's fine. I mean, people are like that when they're like that. We went through absolute agony. We were so moonstruck, we thought we were having a ball.
Well, you're just making excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I'm jolly glad that bit's over, quite frankly. It was lovely while it lasted. But there is a limit to the amount of mooning around you can do, bumping into people. I mean, eventually they find another word for it. Drunk and disorderly.
Well, you can call it whatever word you like, George. I preferred you then. You certainly couldn't write like this now.
No, I couldn't. I don't even remember writing like that then. They all sound to me like a great big hat.
What act?
But what do you think? I wanted to marry you. Well, I'd have said anything, wouldn't I, to get that old ring on your finger?
Oh,
Doc, honestly, every time we face the truth, you will go and hide in the bedroom.
Go away.
Oh, dear. I wish we had thrown them away now. Let's have a look at these things. What is all this rubbish? Dear Kate, could you come to the Young Liberals' dance? What's this? Do you know what I realized this morning? I haven't looked at another girl since I met you. So I what? What's this? So I let the last bus go and walked home. Oh, yes, I admit. You haven't answered my phone call, so I suppose you'll tear up this letter without opening it. But on the off chance that you're reading, please, Kate, please see me again. You're absolutely right, darling. I have been taking you for granted. But I didn't know I was. When you suddenly threw it at me, well, it's not the sort of thing one likes to admit. So that's why I said what I did. And I've been sorry ever since. And I've never been so miserable in my whole life. Please, darling, if you've read this far, ring me or write to me. I miss you so much. I promise I'll never be unkind to you again. I love you, Kate. George. Blimey, what was that record? I've got to find that record. This must be it. I'll try it anyway. Let's hope it is anyway. Kate, I'm so sorry. What's the matter?
I've just found some more letters.
Oh. Good Lord, we must have nearly enough to make a film.
What should we do with them?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you put a match to them, I'll check out the Mickey Mouse alarm.
All right, give me your bundle.
Yeah, let's have a real big bonfire and sit Miss Wilson on top of it. We do a dance around it.
Oh, George! Oh, no, George.
That reminds me, I must write her that note. Where's my pen?
What, Miss Wilson?
You should feel sorry for her, George, living down there in that dark basement all alone. Of course she hears every word.
Yeah, everything, especially corks being pulled. The first cork acts on her like a starter's pistol. She's up here like a shot.
Are you throwing another party? Oh, if you wake me again, I'll sue. I will, I'll sue.
I bet she only came up in the hope of a slug of gin.
Oh, she probably did. Wouldn't you? If you were old with no friends listening to young people enjoying themselves. I think she's to be pitied, not sneered at.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Listen to you. A number of times you've called her a mean old faggot.
Yes, well, I'm making up for that now. Come and sign.
What? I'm not giving her a good reference.
Now, take that record off and listen.
Don't you recognize the record?
Well, it's one of our old ones, isn't it?
Yes.
Listen. Listen. Dear Miss Wilson, we thought we couldn't take our leave of this flat without apologizing to you for the many times we've caused your annoyance by making too much noise. We both hope that you'll have better luck with your new neighbours. Yours sincerely. Sign it, George.
Oh, all right. Oh, hang on. Oh, Miss Wilson,
Was that you stamping on my ceiling just now?
What?
Of course it was. If I don't know your fairy tread after the last 2 months, I want my hearing seen to.
Miss Wilson...
And making Red Indian noises. I had a good mind to get on to my solicitor, and if you hadn't been moving out tomorrow, I would have. I'd have sued you.
I was standing there holding your letter.
What did you do with it?
I rolled it in a ball and chucked it after her.
Oh, dear.
Oh, never mind, darling. Tomorrow we'll be 2 miles away and 6 floors up. Even Miss Wilson won't be able to complain about that. This picture.
What do you mean? I've seen it before.
I know you've seen it before. Is it straight?
No.
Well, tell me.
Down a bit on the left.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Thanks.
Is this a lovely view?
Yeah, lovely. On a clear day, you can see Miss Wilson. Let's have some more of that music while you slave again.
All right. Right.
Oh, Lord. Argo! Never mind.
Would you mind making a little less noise? Honestly, it's absolutely deafening.
Where?
Directly below you. My wife has a bad headache and the dinner's been quite indescribable.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I can't look. Excuse me, will you? Yeah, sorry, you see, my wife and I are just...
What did you turn the radio off for?
Just a minute, darling, just a minute. Sorry. We're just in the process of...
Whatever you're in the process of is no concern of mine, except would you kindly do it a little more quietly? Thank you.
It can't be true.
George, what are you turning the radio off for?
We have just had our first visitor.
Neighbours? What was he like?
Mr. Wilson.
You are at this moment standing above the head of a male Miss Wilson who is married to someone who sounds suspiciously like a Mrs. Wilson.
He complained.
Even Miss Wilson let us move in.
Well, we were making rather a noise, I suppose.
Well, darling, nobody moves in like mice.
Well, perhaps he had a headache.
His wife had a headache.
Well, there you are.
What do you mean, there you are? What do you mean? He's out of the frying pan into the fire. Except that we've just jumped into the fire upwards.
What was he like?
Prune-faced.
Yes, well, he was cross, wasn't he?
Even if he was laughing hysterically, he'd still be prune-faced.
Our age?
Our age, Kate, darling, what are you talking... Do people of our age complain about a little noise? I'm sorry. I'm afraid he's the same as Miss Wilson. He belongs to the age group that still calls a transistor a portable wireless. And I can see us getting to the top of the stairs and being told not to make such a noise, panting.
I can't find my peacock brooch.
Your what?
Shaped like a peacock. It's the only good bit I've got.
Well, you must have packed it, darling. We checked the whole flat.
Might be on the stairs, I suppose.
I'll go.
Oh, thank you, darling. I'll put on a cup of tea.
Yeah, mind you don't let the kettle whistle too loud. You know.
Hello.
Oh, good afternoon.
Are you the new neighbours?
What? Oh, yes. Well, I'm one of them.
Well, I'm Rena Johnson.
Oh, Starling. George Starling.
Oh, with a name like that, you obviously don't mind the altitude, do you?
I say, by the way, I must apologise about the noise in moving in.
Oh, good heavens, it didn't worry me.
Oh, didn't it?
No.
Oh, well, it must have been this flat.
Oh, the Randalls. They complain about absolutely everything.
Oh, dear.
Doesn't stop us, though. We practically throw parties just to annoy them now. Oh, I say, talking of parties, we're having one tonight, and you couldn't lend us some glasses, could you, George?
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Anything like, yes.
Bless you.
Shall I get them now?
Oh, no, it's all right. I'll send Harry up for them.
Oh, okay, well, I'll look them out, Rena.
Oh, thanks so much. Bye. Harry!
Darling.
Did you find it?
What?
What do you mean, what?
Oh, the brooch.
Well, that's what you were looking for, wasn't it?
Yes, well, I didn't go all the way down.
How far did you get?
The floor below.
Oh, sure.
Sure, I was interrupted, you see, darling. I'm in another neighbour.
I'm not the wife.
No, different family altogether. She seemed terribly nice. I said we'd lend her some glasses because they're throwing a party tonight. Oh, that must be him.
Who?
Rena's husband.
Rena? You know her name and the kettle hasn't even had time to boil.
Hello? My name's Harry. Rena says you'll lend some glasses.
Yes.
Now, you're George, and this is...
Kate.
Oh, hello, Kate. Your wife?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, why? I mean, isn't Rena your wife?
No, we haven't quite got around to that yet.
I'll get the glasses.
Oh, thanks so much.
you wouldn't happen to be flush, would you, old man? Flush? Well, I'm between jobs at the moment. We've asked these important people tonight to try and drum up some work, and I'm a bit low on the whiskey stakes.
Well, I...
I'll be right back. Well, I can't run away, can I? Living underneath.
No. Well, you see, well, a bottle of scotch, that's over £2, isn't it?
Well, actually, I want two bottles. That's, I'll tell you what, give me that fiver. Then it's a nice round sum, isn't it? Well, thanks so much, George. Sort of puts on the good neighbour basis straight off, doesn't it?
Are 6 glasses enough?
Oh, fine. Thanks, Kate. Bring them back in the morning. We really must get some more ourselves. We're always breaking them.
A third glass.
I know. Reminds me of all those old war pictures, doesn't it? Is it one of ours? How often do you suppose this goes on?
Oh, well, not often. It can't. They haven't got any money.
That didn't stop them tonight, did it? I mean, if they want to throw another party, they'll just go out and find another mug. This time it was me. I don't suppose I'll see my fiver again.
Well, fancy lending a complete stranger £5.
You lent them half a dozen glasses.
Really, because you promised them to her. Anyway, lending's not the same as giving.
It is down there. Well, I'm going down to complain. Well, just about the glasses. I mean, I don't want to do a Miss Wilson, do I? Oh, who's that?
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
Hey, it's not us.
I know it's not you. I should hope that you're the type who doesn't need to be told twice. I lost count of the number of times I told them. Well, I think we should band together. I just told my wife. I'll find out if there are enough of us suffering to get up a decent-sized petition. So I can count you two in, can I?
Well...
Splendid. Good Lord, they must be playing coconut shies with those glasses.
Darling.
Hmm?
Shall we have a look for my brooch?
Well, darling, I went all the way down last
time.
No,
not here. Back at 27 Aberdare.
But you checked the whole place.
Yes, well, be a breath of fresh air, won't it? It saves us putting cotton wool in our ears.
Yes, okay.
Oh, wait a minute, though. How stupid of me. We can't get in.
wasn't stupid of you, darling. You might have known I'd forget to leave the keys behind. Well, seems as though we've hardly been away, doesn't it?
Mm. It was a nice, quiet flat, I'll say that for it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, except for party nights.
Yes.
We had some good parties here, didn't we?
Mm. But we enjoyed ourselves when it was just the two of us, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was a good little flat, all right.
Yes.
It had a sort of friendly feeling.
Mm.
And no stairs.
No. Still, it was never quite the same after Peter and Nora left.
No.
And our new place has got a much nicer kitchen.
Yes.
And a view.
Yes. Just quiet though, isn't it?
Who on earth can that be?
Huh? Is this brooch yours, Mrs. Starling?
Oh, Miss Wilson, yes, thank you so much. Where did you find it?
On the pavement outside.
Oh, thank heaven you saw it.
Yes, yes, well, I didn't know whether you'd gone, so I came up to look. That's when I found your note. It was all crumpled up, but I wouldn't have looked, only I thought I saw my name. Is it too late to apologize for my outburst this morning?
Oh, Miss Wilson.
Well, I imagine you'd have given it me if I hadn't lost my temper. It will certainly teach me to have a little more control in the future.
No, Miss, it was
ours. Oh, no, you've probably always thought of me as a hard-faced old baggage, haven't you?
No.
Well, you should have seen me when I read your note. I cried. First time I've cried for 20 years. Said to myself, you silly old fool. You could have had good friends in those two, and you deliberately turned your back on them. Are you in a great hurry?
No.
Oh, good. I wondered if you would care to come down and have a cup of coffee with me, or I think I have a little chili.
Well, it's very kind of you. It's very kind of you indeed, Miss Wilson.
I'd love to.
Oh, good, good. Well, you have a look round, see you haven't left anything else behind, then come down. The percolator is perking.
Thank you very much.
You know your way. Oh,
yes. Thanks very much, Miss. Poor old thing.
Well, I told you, didn't I?
Oh, I wish we'd asked her up here. You know, to one of our parties. I mean, she wouldn't have killed him, would she?
No.
Probably gone down like a bomb.
Mm.
You know something?
What?
We're not nice to know.
Oh, come on.
Nothing left behind?
Just checking.
Darling, look, you've been through every drawer.
Yes.
You found something?
Yes.
What?
Another bundle of letters.
Oh. Well, chuck them in the dustbin before we see Miss Wilson. Oh, by the way, darling.
Hmm?
What was the record you liked so much?
I knew you didn't remember.
I thought I did.
The Dambusters March.
We danced to the Dambusters March.
No, you were only joking when you asked me.
Joking?
Yes.
Oh, I see. It is funny. I didn't notice it in the pile.
No, we broke it ages ago. Come on.
Oh.
In that episode of Marriage Lines were Richard Bryars and Fenella Scales as George and Kate Starling. Miss Wilson was played by Charlotte Mitchell, Rena by Elizabeth Morgan, and Harry and Mr. Randall by Peter Hawkins. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.